Paul, thank you for joining us. What
my
about
pleasure
that
tonight.
For an afternoon?
No, we're fantastic. You know, we were really disappointed with the performance on Tuesday night at Charlton, and asked the boys to go out there today and show a lot of pride in the performance, show desire that they want to be here, and show a lot of desire for the fans and the football club, and to a man, they've done that today.
And the character coming back from 1-0 down in the second half. Obviously, the early goal in the second half helps the cause dramatically, but to have come back against a side like this, that must give you a whole lot of confidence this evening.
It does. We felt slightly aggrieved going in 1-0 down at half-time. Not saying we deserve to go on ahead, but you know, we more than matched them first half. And at half-time, I just asked them to show a lot of belief. You know, and maybe at times in the first half when we won the ball back, we were a little bit apprehensive with it. And I don't want my teams to be like that. I wanted them to go out second half and have a right good go at them. And to be fair to the players, they've done that. And I thought from Ross all the way through the team, they were fantastic.
Did you always believe? I know you're telling your players to have that belief as well. But when you're looking at this QPR lineup and seeing all the star-studded names on this team sheet, did you feel that even 1-0 down, you've got enough about you to obviously get back into the game, which of course you did in the end?
Yeah, look, I believe we're going to win every game, stupid or naive of me, and I don't know. But I think that we showed first half that we could match them. We know we've got quality in the team with the front two and Richie Wellens, Mark Duffy. And we wanted to go and express themselves a little bit more. We knew we had to keep a good team shape. We knew we had to work hard. And I thought tactically off the ball today, the players were fantastic. In second half, when we got it, we caused them lots of problems. And it's especially pleasing and a massive boost for the players, because regardless of what people say, that they're a top team in this division with top players, and we've shown that we can match them.
I know a lot of it's about belief and confidence, as we've said, but what about the pressing in that second half? You seem to put the QPR backline under a lot of pressure, charging them down at every given opportunity. Was that a tactic you decided to go with in the second half, or was that the aim all game long anyway?
It was the aim from the start. We knew that if we went and pressed them in ones and twos and individually, that they've got good players who will pass it around you. So that's what was, I thought our team shape today was really good. You know, we've worked at that the last couple of days. But we had to stress to the players that it's okay getting back in a good team shape, but we can't drop deep and sit off them, because they'll end up camping and playing football in our half. And a lot of teams in the games I've watched QPR play this year really sit off them. And you know, and the way things have been going for them, they get their goal when they sit in, and they're very hard to break down. So we felt it was important to press them from the front. And Theo and Kiko, and Theo especially, we felt we could get a lot of joy with them down the sides of them. And to a man, they went out and done what they were asked for a change.
I didn't see your celebration at the end. Did you keep it cool? Did you manage to stay composed?
Well, it was never in doubt. No. I had a little celebration myself. But I've got to say, our fans today were magnificent. You know, I felt the not so much the players, all of us let them down on Tuesday night, the ones who travelled down a long, long way. So that victory was for them today.
Is that the biggest win of your Doncaster spell?
They're all big wins. It's really pleasing to get it. You know, obviously we've beat Leicester here. We've drew at Wigan, drew with Forest, and you know what, we're doing really well against the top teams in the division. We just need to get a little bit of consistency now. We've got two tough games coming up, but there's games we're going to now with a lot of confidence.
I was going to mention that horrible word, consistency, because it does seem to be the difference sometimes, doesn't it? Well, of course, between those sides who do push up towards the playoffs and those who hover around the relegation zone, I suppose. How do you put a run together now? Because we saw the win at home against Yeovil, we've seen the win this afternoon, but sandwiched in between that was the performance you just described at Charlton. It must be tear your hair out stuff.
It does, but you know, I speak to a lot of managers, not just in this division, but right over the board, and the one thing they always talk about is getting consistency in performances. So I'm glad to know I'm not the only one. But the one thing the players can do is actually maybe believe me for once that we're not a bad team.
Just finally, you had to do it with a few players missing as well today, didn't you? The likes of Reece, Wabara, Paul Keegan wasn't in the side as well. You had to bring a few players in. Obviously, we saw a debut from Ender Stevens as well. How do you think he coped in what must be one of the most intimidating championship fixtures?
It is, and it was a big game for him, but I have to say I thought he was fantastic. You know, Ender's a player that I've watched probably for about 18 months now, so we know the quality he's got. We know he's got a really good mentality as well, so we'd no qualms in putting him in today. You know, Aston Villa last year, he made his debut against Manchester United, so today was a bit of a walk in the park for him. But to a man, I thought we were great, but Ender, a lot of people might not have noticed them, but that's when you get the best performances.